It was a great result. So, you know, there's no congratulations, Jeremy, to be fair, because you know, it's not a cup game. It was a good result in that you're going into the game next Friday 1-0 up. But you know, we'd be concerned. We'd have concerns after our performance there. We weren't good tonight. We were out of luck quite a lot. And look, we came out with we came out the right side of the 1-0 scoreline. It could have been very, very different with the amount of chances that they had. But a little bit disappointed with our performance, as are the players, you know. So we've a lot to do to try and improve on that, because that performance tonight won't be good enough next Friday night. Like,
yeah, well, some might say the onus would be on UCD as the home team to take the game to Yali. It took a wee while for them to get going, but in fairness, in the second half they did have chances.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Look, they pinned us back. We it wasn't by choice. We couldn't get out. You know, we're going long, and McLeay and Thomas Boyle were picking the ball up and driving us back. When Benson came on, he added a huge amount of pace. You know, if it was a cup game or a league game, a one-off game, yeah, we'd be thrilled. But the fact that it's a two-legged affair, I would be concerned if we played like we played tonight, next Friday night. That's really where, you know, the little bit of worry is. You know, I'm taking away from the lads. They didn't play well and ground out a great result. But we'll have to play well and a hell of a lot better than that next Friday night.
Right. Your team selection, Ollie, can I ask you about that? You had a couple of big calls to make going into tonight's game.
Yeah, we had, which is good. You know, we had other calls that we'd love to have made, but we were unable to with a number of players who were injured. Kieran Coll, basically, we took on well last night, yesterday evening, and the fact that he started was a credit to him. You know, he basically, we knew he was going to struggle at some stage. We thought he might last a little bit longer than he did. So Matty Crossan came on for him. Matty would probably count himself very unlucky not to have started. Mickey Funston, he came on. Mickey would count himself unlucky not to have started as well. So, you know, it tends to kind of work its way out. But I think the day of being worried about, you know, lads not being happy is well gone. And none of those lads in any manner, you know, reacted badly. In fact, they reacted very positively. And that's really where things are. And it needs to be to try and get over the line next Friday, you know.
And you mentioned Kieran Coll. Worth the while going back and having a wee look at his goal as well, Ollie. What a way to start the game. And he did ever so well to get into the position to get on the end of that cross from Tagbo.
Yeah, Kieran had a similar chance up in Belfield here during July at the other end, where he had a header that he came through through the middle of the goal that time that was blocked on the line by Maxi. And very similar tonight, except the header went in. But look, I don't know, maybe we scored too early. I don't know if that's anything to do with it. But look, it was seriously backs of the wall stuff there. Kieran Gallagher pulled off a few saves. I'd say they're scratching their head usually, wondering how they didn't score. And it is a concern, but maybe it's not a bad way to go into next week.
And what way do you approach it next week then, Ollie?
A hell of a lot of thinking to do, Dermot. You know, we felt we were prepared. We felt we were ready tonight. Yeah, we got a great result, but we didn't play as well as we could play, which is a lot of thinking to do. You know, I need to look at the video of the game. Need to. The lads are in tomorrow morning with a recovery session. We meet up again on Monday evening, and you know, we need to have a look at the game again to see what we were going to approach next Friday night, because tonight's performance, I don't think, will get us over the line on Friday night.
Right. Good to see a big showing of Harps supporters up here tonight, and yeah, They'll have a part to play next weekend as well.
Yeah, look, they were mighty. They were mighty tonight. You know, this game of Friday night could go to the wire. You know, it could go to extra time, it could go to penalties. And they were brilliant tonight, and have been brilliant all season and brilliant at home. But you know, just the word of caution that, you know, they need to be patient. You know, this game is far from over. And, you know, I'd say UCD are quite confident leaving there tonight that you know, they certainly had the measure of us tonight, albeit here in Belfield. You know, please God, they won't have as much of the possession of the ball next Friday night, but that's easier said than done. We didn't set out here tonight to let them have the ball, but they pinned us back. We couldn't get out. You know, as the game went on, we fell further and further behind. But to our lads' credit, they dug in. It wasn't pretty, but they dug in to give them huge credit, and they deserve that.
Right, and finally, just a word on the injury front. Ollie, a couple of knocks and bruises again after tonight's game. Kieran Coll, I think he might be okay for next weekend. What's the story on him and Nathan Boyle?
Nathan Boyle wanted a tug tonight. He is struggling with basically a back problem. He struggled with his hamstring earlier on in the year. It seems to be originating from his back. He wanted a tug. he wanted to give it a go, but it'd have been a massive risk tonight had he come on. We're hoping that we can get a little bit of work done on him and maybe make him available, you know, that he'll be available for Friday night, because we need him and we need everybody on board. Kieran, he's obviously sick and he was with the doctor last night. We'd be hopeful that he'd recover for next weekend. A few other knocks and bruises in there, but nothing that hopefully won't keep them out of next weekend.